I'm Bass, and you're listening to WMFO Bedford.
Christmas ends a day too soon. I wish I had more time with you, but all that's left to me are just memories of the kindness of your company. All good wishes and Christmas kisses are gone without a warning. Christmas ends a day too soon. I wished I could have stayed with you, but winter brings 10,000 things we wish we did not have to do. Back to working while my heart's hurting, it starts without a warning. All of this is a wish, peace and love will exist through the year, joy and cheer come with hope till next Christmas is here. Christmas ends a day too soon, in photographs we'll find in June. A smile, a cheer, I'm glad you're here, where love and laughter fill the room. All good wishes and Christmas kisses will greet you in the morning. All of this is a wish, peace and love will exist.
Chicken tenders, macaroni and Hawaiian cheese.
What's up? What's up?
We're back. It's the last show of 2021. Last show of the year.
Probably last show until August too, because
I'm
not going to be here.
Until next school year. Your boy and I will be gone in Europe.
Yep.
Here we are, last show of the year. Let's make it a damn great one. We're starting off with Riot by Earl Sweatshirt.
Enjoy.
Gotta love some Earl Sweatshirt. Transitioned right into some Charlie Brown Christmas.
Great, great background song choice.
Great combination. Anyways, it's good to have you back, ladies and gentlemen. Always great to have you guys here. We love doing this. We're sad this is the finale.
Yeah.
But, you know, as somebody once said, all good things come to an end. But remember when
Who said that?
I don't know. Maybe...
Many people.
Who's that guy? Pollock? Jackson Pollock? He was a painter, actually.
I guess.
I didn't say.
Maybe.
I guess it wouldn't be an artist, because they do arts and not say things. But our friend's last show, whoever it was featuring Young Thug, taught us that there's going to be good times.
There's going to be good times.
I know there's going to be good times.
Yeah.
And we know, too, man. We're looking forward to going back for winter break. We hope you guys have a great little vacation here. Take your mind off of the school grind or whatever you're doing out there. I know you are all working hard, and it's a well-deserved break coming up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this Charlie Brown Christmas music in the background.
I know.
Slaps.
Yeah.
Slaps, man. If you don't watch the Charlie Brown specials for the holidays, what are you doing? Are you even celebrating any holidays? I don't think so. Now that the holidays are coming up, there's actually a Tufts tradition coming up. Ain't that right?
It is, but it's not coming up anymore. It used to
happen. Well, there is one coming up, though.
Which one?
The Scream.
Wait, what? Are you
haven't heard about the Scream?
No.
I don't know what day it is. It could honestly be today during this show.
Okay.
But everybody gathers on Tish Roof.
Yeah.
Just screams.
Shut up.
I'm not kidding. This is a
what
thing.
What time? Is it today?
It could be today. Should we do it on the show? Just scream?
Yeah.
I don't know.
In the middle. When
but
no
yeah,
one expects
people get
it.
On the roof. It's during finals. They just scream to let out the stress. I heard it last year in the dorm. I was like, what the hell is going on here?
By the way, for reference, Ben and I are juniors, but we're transfers, so we don't really... We're not.
Oh, yeah. We don't really know what's up. We're just kind of writing our own rules.
We got here with COVID, so much of this stuff.
Yeah, COVID. Wasn't there an old tradition you just found out about?
Yeah. I got into a kind of a rabbit hole yesterday. I found out that up until 2011, there was a Tufts tradition where people run a naked quad run.
Oh.
Right before finals. Yeah. And I found a video about it. And I swear to God, I've never seen so many people running naked. I've never seen someone running naked, actually, but...
Oh, you haven't?
It was, like, they were in like, the quads, like, at least 100 people.
I feel like I'm always running naked.
Yeah? At least spiritually?
Yeah, spiritually, yeah. I'm, like, what was that song, man? Rolling Stones, Wild Horses? I guess horses are always naked. Yeah. Are they naked? Are horses naked?
Yes, they have 100%.
No, but they have fur.
So?
Do they have fur, or is it like...
I mean, they have hair. Feather?
No,
so
not
kind
feather.
Of so
hair. So
feathers? Horses have feathers?
No. Horses have hair.
Yeah.
But we have hair, too. I have hair right now, and I'm wearing clothes, and I'm not naked. So I guess horses are...
Naked.
Are naked, yeah. Because hair doesn't count towards clothing property. All right, this is getting in my head too much. Yeah. I think we should listen to another song.
What's the next song?
Next song is going to be from one of our favorites here on the show. If you're a dear listener, you will know, although you're all very dear to our hearts.
Yeah.
West Coast Collective, good friend, Dominic Fike.
The one and only.
The one and only, because why would there be another guy named
Dominic Fike.
But yeah, let's get right into this. Right. West Coast Collective.
We used to live out west in a collective. Everybody got arrested cause nobody wanted to sleep. I used to dish out verses on purpose. And if you wanted to purchase one, you weren't as good as me. I don't know if that time is coming to an end. I hope the band gets back together when it's over. Don't you go running for the I
The smooth sounds. Bring that back up. Bring that Peanuts back up. Oh yeah. The smooth sounds of Peanuts Jazz.
Peanuts Jazz.
Wait, what?
Peanuts Jazz.
Oh, Peanuts.
Yeah.
Be very clear with that pronunciation.
Sorry.
It could get a little construed there. Can't gloss over the
T. Or the U.
Yeah, no. The T. The T is important in the Peanuts.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know.
We're not allowed to say it.
We don't want
to
do that.
Actually,
on the air.
I think we could. I don't think that's considered foul.
Well, considering we're on the theme of Christmas,
yeah,
let's just be a little laid back today. Gotta love this jazz. If it even is jazz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever we say is jazz.
It's Charlie jazz. Brown jazz. Yeah, the best Charlie kind of Brown. Jazz.
Best jazzist of all time. Yeah. Anyways, that was West Coast Collective. Dominic Fike, we love that guy here on the show.
As you may know.
Really, I don't know. He's got his own sound, and it sounds good. So
amazing.
What more could you ask for in an artist?
And he collaborated with Paul McCartney. Like, what else?
Kiss of Venus, if you haven't heard, take a listen. Love that song. Yeah, and he's still, although he's already come, he's young and upcoming.
Yeah, he's about to
conquer. He's come, but he's going to come again.
Okay.
Oh God. Let's disregard everything that was just said. Let's just go to another song.
I think the season finale nerves are kicking in, and we're just saying
the season finale nerves are kicking in. We're gonna miss you guys a lot. We got some great songs planned for you guys today. But
yeah, this is although it's the last one, it's a show of firsts. We actually planned the playlist today.
We actually planned the playlist.
Never
usually
done
we
this.
We just plan some talking points, but. We actually planned all the music today.
Yeah.
Things we've had on our mind. This song we were banging Saturday nights and many other times. We're into a little Hispanic music, ain't that right, Mr. Juanchi?
It is.
Anyway, here it comes right now. This is Mon Amour by, I don't know.
Too many.
It's Mon Amour. Too many people.
Con esa sonrisa puesta, de verdad que no me cuesta pensar en ti cuando me acuesto. Pero Aitana, no imaginas el resto, que si no, no queda bonito esto.
Voy a ir directa a ti, voy a mirarte a los ojos, no te voy a mentir. Y como los niños chicos te pediré salir, esperando un sí, esperando un kiss.
Y es que me encantas tanto, si me miras mientras canto, se me pone cara tonto, niña tú me tienes loca. Y es que me gusta no sé cuánto, go 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 chai, tú como diría lo vasco. Si quieres te lo digo en portugués, eu gosto de você.
Se me paraliza el cuerpo cuando vas a besarme. Me acuerdo de ti cuando voy a maquillarme. Cantando los conciertos te imagino delante. Siendo el más elegante, siendo el más importante.
Grabando con Aitana ya pensando en buscarte. Y yo en cruzar el charco para poder ir a verte. No importa el idioma, solo quiero cantarte. Mon amour, amor es mío, solo quiero comer.
Cuando te veo mamá, como un Fórmula One. Paso de 0 a 100, contigo implosioné.
Es que me encantas tanto, si me miras mientras canto, se me pone cara tonta, niño tú me tienes loca. Y es que me gusta no sé cuánto, más que el olor a café cuando me levanto. Contigo no hace falta dinero en el banco, contigo me pareces de todo lo alto. De la Torre Eiffel, que eso está muy bien, mon amour je t'aime, parece un cliché, pero no lo es. Contigo aprendí lo que es vivir, pero ya lo ves, somos increíbles. Somos increíbles. Aitana y Zoilo. Mirarte a los ojos no te voy a mentir. Y como dos niños chicos te pediré salir, esperando un sí, esperando un kiss. Y es que me encantas tanto, si me miras mientras canto, se me pone cara tonta, niña tú me tienes loca. Y es que me gusta no sé cuánto, más que el olor a café cuando me levanto. Contigo no hace falta dinero en el banco, contigo veo París desde todo lo alto.
Salgo de grabar, solo quiero ir a buscarte. Me Me da igual Madrid o París, solo contigo escaparme. Mon amour, si vous plaît, vámonos aquí.
Which one's, what's this called?
What?
This
what?
Specific Charlie Brown one.
Oh, this is the classic, Linus and Lucy.
Okay, yeah.
The one where they're like,
yeah, yeah,
doing that dance thing.
I mean, they always
They all do the dance. Yeah. Oh, you ever seen Nathan For You?
Yeah. Oh, amazing. I never finished it, though.
Yeah. It's not chronological.
No, it really isn't, but I've never, like, seen the whole
thing.
It's
good, though. Anyways, the other day, I was talking to someone about one of the episodes.
Which one?
I don't know. And the way I described it was like, oh, you know that one episode where he goes and he tries to help someone with their business? It's literally all of the episodes. So that did not especially not bring it down at all. I said it was something to do with food.
Yeah, like and the business. 50% of them are
yeah, so that
Starbucks.
Didn't really narrow it down. Anyways, that naked run tradition we were talking about a little earlier, just looked it up, watched the video. That is wild, man. Yeah. I don't know if they do that at other schools, but for Tufts, are you kidding me? That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, you gotta imagine, like, at Tufts, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you can look it up online. We were watching a video from 07. Imagine you get out of your 6:30 class. It's pitch black outside.
Right before finals.
You strip down. It's 38 degrees. Who do you see to your right? Oh, hello, Professor Matthews. I see that you are not wearing clothes and you have a camera pointed at me. What is going on? Oh, it's just part of the tradition, you say. Oh, no problem there at all then, sir. No problem at all.
This thing got banned by the former president like in 2011 because people were getting injured.
Apparently. I can't imagine why.
Dude, but...
What about frostbite?
It's a tradition since like the 70s, apparently.
You know what else is a tradition? Covering up government conspiracies. That doesn't make it all right.
Okay, all right. Fair
you ever
point.
Seen Bigfoot?
Yeah, I've seen him.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you say his
he
name
He actually
was?
Lives in Miami. It's not in the West Coast.
Really?
In the Everglades, yeah.
Did you talk to him?
No. Dude, he doesn't so speak English.
How would
fucking
you know
idiot.
If you didn't talk to him?
Because I saw him.
Yeah, but...
It looks like Chewbacca.
Chewbacca did not speak English. But how do you know Bigfoot doesn't speak English if you didn't ask him?
Oh, that's true.
Like, same with the Loch Ness Monster, dude. They could just be speaking English, but nobody knows because I haven't asked them. That's what I'm saying, man.
All right, fair enough.
I don't know. I'm really trying to go see Nessie at the old, like, a Loch Ness.
Do you know where that is?
Yeah, Loch Ness.
Where is Loch Ness?
It's called Loch Ness.
Where is it?
It's in Loch Ness.
But where is it?
It's the lake. It's called... The lake. I don't even know if the lake is called Loch Ness. It's in Loch Ness.
I think it is.
Whatever. I'm trying to see Nessie. I'm a big conspiracy buff. Probably get into that after. But, oh, we got a great song coming on right now. This is Long Beach, Code of the Friend.
Awesome.
Couple others. I love this one. This is one of my favorites. Enjoy this banger.
She just want head in the morning. She just want lay in the daylight. She ain't trying to do no falling. Don't want love if it ain't right. Walk on the beach on Sunday afternoon and make her feel alive. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can change the story if you let me. Promise in the morning won't forget me. Lately I've been missing California. I ain't far from perfect, but you get me. Lot of miles getting in the way. I just wanna give you what you want. I've been thinking about you every day. Catch a plane and wait for me to come through. She a whole mood. There ain't nothing that I won't do. Chilling at the bar while she back it up. A good girl, but she acting up. A good girl, but she bad as fuck. She on 10, but I'm catching up. She sweat me and I gas her up. I'd be dumb if I pass it up. Those eyes said I had to jump. And her mind said I had to. 1, 2, 3. I'm inspired by your energy. 4, 5, 6. Feel your spirit on my fingertips. And 7, 8, 9. Thank your mama, cause you so damn fine. And I don't really wanna say goodbye. Let me stay the night again. She just want head in the morning. She just want lay in the daylight. She ain't trying to do no falling. Don't want love if it ain't right. Walk on the beach on Sunday afternoon and make her feel alive. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I can change the story if you let me. Promise in the morning won't forget me. Lady, I've been missing California. I ain't far from perfect, but you get me. Miles getting in the way. I just wanna give you what you want. I've been thinking about you every day. Catch a plane.
on the way. Scoop you up and grab you by the waist. Take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm aware that you just wanna play. I know that we going with the flow. Soon I'm about to go and catch a plane. Baby, won't you open up the door? Tell me you are happy that I came through. Never had a thing like you. Little brown girl that can hang like you. Shine so bright in the daylight, moonlight, making that little thing shade like you. Love in the back of the whip, so we took it back to the crib. Shorty like crack, no cat, don't know how to act with a kid. Keeping it a stack, what it is, what she want?
She just want head in the morning. She just want lay in the daylight. She ain't tryna do no falling. Don't want love if it ain't right. Walk on the beach on Sunday afternoon to make her feel alive. Change the story if you let me. Promise in the morning won't forget me. Lately I've been missing California. I ain't far from perfect, but you get me. Lot of miles getting in the way. I just wanna give you what you want. I've been thinking about you every day. Got your plane and wait for me to come through. Change the story if you let me. Promise in the morning won't forget me. Lately I've been missing California. I ain't far from perfect, but you get me. Lot of miles getting in the way. I just wanna give you what you want. I've been thinking about you every day. Catch a plane and wait for me to come through.
Come through.
Come through.
That was Long Beach by Coda the Child. I love that song, man. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Anyways, we're going to be bringing a new segment to the show that's quite prominent in my life, but we haven't brought it to the show. This is just going to be Penzer's complaints about
life.
Stuff going on, man. So let me. I got to tell you about this one thing. I was getting a haircut in L.A., right?
Yeah.
And I get back in my car after I walk back. I'm parked there. I get a phone call, right? Okay. So I'm just sitting in my spot. I'm on the phone. I'm chatting it up. Like 5 minutes, right? A woman pulls up in her car behind me. I'm like, what is she doing? She pulls into the spot behind me. I'm like, oh, all right, fine. Minute later, this woman gets out of her car, comes to my car, knocks on the window, says, will you please get out of this spot? I'm like, yo, I'm on the phone. Like, I'm entitled to the spot just as much as you are. She's like, will you please move? I have to park here. You don't seem like you need to be parked. I'm like, I don't need to be parked. I would like to be parked. You feel me or am I crazy?
I mean, isn't this a problem in LA? Like, you guys have too many cars.
Sure, parking is a problem, but it wasn't my problem at the time. No, this was her issue. She needed the parking spot. I don't know. I get pissed off.
Yeah, no. Okay.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
All right, here's something else for you. Somebody recently asked me if they had... you know how humans generally have, like, a bad side to their face?
No, I didn't know that.
You're kidding.
Which one's yours, left or right?
I think right.
Yeah.
No, this is, like, a thing. This is a thing. Everybody has, like, a side of their face that is, like, worse.
Yeah.
So, a female asked, do I have a bad side? And I'm like, yeah. Like, it's this one. She gets pissed. I'm like, no. It's not about you. Like, trust me. It's nothing with you. This is a basic component of human nature. This is human facial structure. It's nothing personal. I got a bad side. Why don't you got a bad side? Whole damn world got a bad side.
What's my bad side?
Nah, you don't have a bad side. But it's okay. It's not even bad. It's just one
worse.
Side is... This is a thing.
Less good.
I feel like there's a common understanding that everyone has a good side. And to say that someone has a good side doesn't mean the other side sucks. I don't know.
I think you should have gone with your left side is better or your left side is good.
Yeah.
Instead of you have a bad side.
Yeah. Yeah, that would do it. Here's another thing that's gotten on my nerves.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah, a whole list.
You ever heard someone like eats something good or does something good and they're like, oh, this is literal crack.
Okay, yeah.
I'm like, You ever tried crack? What the hell are you talking about? How can you relate it to crack? You never done crack.
It's just slang, though.
Yeah, but it's... I don't understand how you could say it's like something you have no idea what it's like.
Yeah.
I don't... These are just my complaints. These are my complaints.
Hey, they're all fair.
Oh, man. It's like crack. How the hell would you know, man? Not that I would know, but... You know.
You know what's like crack?
What?
This background music.
Dude, I know.
Oh, now you're saying
Charlie
it.
Brown... No. All right, it's not like crack. Charlie Brown, instead of being like crack, is like it's like fresh French fries.
Yeah, that's way better.
I'm gonna go with that.
Yeah,
it just makes more sense.
We should start that as a
start it. Something good happens. Oh man,
it's like fresh French.
Shit, like fresh fries, yeah. Man.
By the way, you know what's like fresh French fries?
What?
We just passed our listeners' record.
Oh my god.
From 41 to 42.
That's fresh fries, man. Dutch. Oh wait, no, fresh French fries.
Yeah. It's
I
like
said
a
French fresh fries.
Yeah.
Tongue twister.
Hard, yeah,
say
tongue
that
twister, yeah.
Say that 600 times fast, huh?
Fresh French fries, fries.
French fries.
Can't
French,
even say it once.
Yeah, wow. Forget 600.
Yeah.
Yeah,
share the link, guys.
What else I got?
Let's get 250.
Yeah. We're trying to get it going. We're trying to get it going out here. Trying to blow this show up. We're going to bring it back next year. Do not fret. Your listening needs will still be met. Wow! Hear that rhyme?
Yeah.
Do not fret. Your listening needs will still be met. Maybe we'll have some live performances too next year. We're thinking of throwing together a little band. We got a little thing in the studio.
We're already planning that.
Yeah. Yeah. We got it.
If we get to 100 listeners today, maybe we can bring in someone famous like Howard Stern.
I got one more thing.
Go.
You know how people in messages, I guess it's mainly like an English thing,
right.
They'll put like XX, like XOXO.
Oh, yeah. I mean, never happened to me, but I get what you mean.
The hell is that, man?
Isn't
it
hugs and kisses or something
like
that?
Yeah, it means that, but I don't need someone to say the words, oh, hugs and kisses. That doesn't mean anything to me. I like an actual hug and an actual kiss. I don't need it in two letters. That don't mean anything to me. I get pissed off.
Some of these are stupid. Some of these are...
Think about it, though. If I just wrote out the word money, would you have money?
No.
No. Meaningless. If I wrote out the word hugs and kisses, do you actually get hugs and kisses?
No, you don't. No, you
no,
don't.
No, you don't.
That's deep.
That's what I'm saying, man. Got shit on my mind. And, that will conclude...
Today's Ben's vent.
That will conclude today's session of...
Thank you for listening for that.
Tenz's issues with the world, man. Keep listening. We'll have loads more. But right now!
What's next?
I got a question for you. Turn that music up. I guess the question comes in a bit. Are you going to be my girl?
It comes way later. I will.
With me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. I say you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey? Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her. Said, are you gonna be my girl? Well, it's 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. I said you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need money with a face like that, do ya? Big black boots, long brown hair, she's so sweet. I said, are you gonna be my girl?
So are you gonna be my girl or what?
Oh, I definitely will.
That was Are You Gonna Be My Girl by Jet. All-time classic.
You know what time it is?
What time is it, Watch?
It's time for a little PSA.
It's indeed time for a little public service announcement. Brought to you by the good folks. Nah, that's a different song. but this is a pretty important announcement I got here. I gotta say, this PSA they gave us today is it's pretty good, huh? So
it's pretty chill.
Yeah, pretty mellow. Let me give you some numbers to think about, all right? Today we're talking prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. Ready for this? Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54.
A day?
A day.
Damn.
Now listen to this. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history.
Damn.
Zero.
Nah, that can't be it.
Zero.
That's staggering.
This has been a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you for that, Mr. Tenzer.
Very informative. Thank you to the producers for providing us with that message.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Much needed.
Yeah. So, what's the next song?
The next song? I don't know. I'm enjoying this background music.
You know what? Leave it.
It's called Skating.
Oh, the next one.
Part of the Charlie Brown. Nah, let's get into the next song, actually. So, one of my favorite...
this one's called Skating?
No. The Charlie Brown thing is called Skating. Right. It's when they're, skating on the ice, as one does, I guess. What else would you do on ice? Run?
Stand in it.
Dude! Yo, I might be onto a genius idea. So you know treadmills?
Yeah.
You can put Peloton out of a job. Why don't we just make it ice? And you just run forward on ice.
All right.
So then you don't have to have the thing moving. And you're always going forward.
You save energy.
I don't know if you save energy. You do.
I do.
But you don't have to go forward.
Okay.
You just run on ice. All right. That's the idea. Scrap Peloton. Scrap treadmill. Just run forward on ice. Boom. We're getting into this next song. I love this one.
What's it called?
Are We Still Friends? By Tyler, the Creator.
Are we?
We are.
Okay.
Listen to this. It's good. Beautiful.
Are we still friends? Can we be friends? Don't say goodbye. Smell you later.
I don't wanna end the season on a bad episode, nigga.
Bouncing off things and you don't know how you fall. Your power and dreams, so you cannot go through all. You're caught in this matrix, so know where you play it. You made it to be your favorite. You make it your friend. I'll be still friends.
Sounds nice. Thanks, Charlie Brown.
Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you, Tyler.
As always.
That was Are We Still Friends? That was a good question. I think we are, right?
I mean, we are. I don't know. After study abroad, it's going to be 9 months. I'm not going to see you.
9 months?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, study abroad is like 6 and then summer.
Dude, wow.
Are you going to be in LA during the summer?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully. We'll see what I get as a yob.
Well, I'll go visit you. I'm going to be right there in the West Coast.
So that was Tyler the Creator, who just happens to be my very favorite artist.
Great artist.
Didn't know. That was right off of Igor, which I think is his best ever album. Do you have any thoughts?
I haven't heard all of it. I really like Flower Boy.
Flower Boy is probably my second there, and then I really like his new one, Call Me If You Get Lost.
I don't think I've heard it.
Came out over the summer.
Oh, really?
It's got some really great songs. Tyler's crazy, man. Just crazy the evolution good. That he's gone through since Yonkers. You know Yonkers?
No.
Oh, no way.
Was that like the...
It was his first one. It got famous because they made a music video of him eating a live cockroach.
No way.
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
It's just him standing there with a background eating a cockroach to the song. It's crazy. His music, and with Odd Future is how he started. They used to just like scream like...
Damn. I'm going to listen to
that. They were like bad boys, man. And, Tyler, I guess, was the star. A couple of them broke off. Well, Frank Ocean was in them, too.
Really?
Yeah. So they've kind of been the studs. But Tyler's music has really evolved over the years, man. Now it's just like... Before, he was a rapper, and now he's an artist.
An artist. Sophisticated. Music.
Yeah. So Love T. Love T, baby. What do you want to do? Do you want to kick it?
I think I do. I always want to kick it. But can I kick it?
Can you kick it?
Yes, we can.
I think yes, we can.
Okay.
Let's kick it. Can I kick it? A Tribe Called Quest.
A Tribe Called Quest.
Can I kick it?
Yes, we can.
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 Can I kick it? Can I kick it?
Yes, we can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, we can.
Well, I'm gone. Can I kick it? To all the people who can quest like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what live was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nipper the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the trial flies high like a dove.
Thank you. kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm born.
Born, then.
Can I kick it? To my tribe that flows in layers. Right now, Fife is a poem sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to Rhythm's Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave ya. Feel free, drop your pants, yank your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
Kicking it, baby.
We kicking it.
Kicking it like they told us to. You know, the first time I heard that song, someone put it on in the car, and I was like, oh, let's take a walk, baby.
Take a walk by Mr. Lou Reed.
Lou Reed. And he's like, nah, wait till you hear this. A Tribe Called Quest really put a nice spin on that one.
Do you think it's an improvement?
It's hard to compare.
Yeah,
I listen to both anytime. I guess it kind of depends on the mood you're in.
They're too different, you know?
Two different songs, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are we listening to now? Still Charlie
Still
Brown?
Still Charlie Brown, man. Oh. Can't get enough of these guys.
Is this the Thanksgiving one? Or do we...
Nah, I don't know. This is called Green's Leaves. Sounds pretty Christmas to me. This guy, or I guess it's a trio. Vince Guaraldi. What? Guaraldi. Vince Guaraldi Trio. Sorry, I'm... illiterate.
Is Charlie Brown in there?
You think he was part of the band?
I think he's the drummer.
Here's my question. Is Charlie Brown based on a real story?
Yeah. You know Charlie Brown?
Was there a real kid named Charlie Brown who was bald and wore yellow shirts every day?
Maybe.
I've always kind of wondered...
How old is the show?
Dude, how old is Charlie Brown and how has he stayed looking so young for so long?
Yeah.
I guess it's... I don't know if they put out new
looking
Charlie
young Brown. He's bald already. He's a kid. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I mean, still looks like a kid, and he's got to be like what, 80?
At least,
bruh. Those comics been coming out for a long time.
Yeah,
but I don't know. He's got some good music to him. Yeah. What is this next song we got coming on, my man?
We got "Did You Think" by Arlie. Great band. I was gonna go watch them on October with Dayglo, another band, but...
You were going to take Dayquil?
No.
What did you say?
Dayglo. You know Dayglo?
Oh, no.
And it's another band. They're pretty good.
Why did you take Dayquil?
Anyway, they kind of sound... They give me a bit of Beatles vibes. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah, well, we like those guys.
We really do. Big fans here.
Well, we only got 14 minutes. We want to get a couple more songs in, so...
By the way... Any calls are welcome.
Oh, feel free to call in, fellas.
Yeah, the number is 855-915-9636.
Once again, that's 855-915-9636 or call. WMFO.
Yeah.
And we are chilling here on WMFO Med.
Come chill with us.
Tufts Freeform Radio. We've
Keep
been here
freeform.
Every Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m. all semester. And we will be back next year.
Probably
next
different time.
Might be a different time. Might even be a different name. I thought of a pretty cool one last night, but
completely
forgot about it. So.
You're going to have to tell me.
We'll brainstorm. Let's get into this song. This is "Did You Think" by Arlie.
Hit it.
Yeah.
Never thought you'd be the kind of guy to get a day job. 9 to 5, you're going to take off. You're gonna go against the grain.
Never thought you'd be the kind of guy to take a safe route. By and by you're gonna break out. The world's gonna know your name. So why are you sitting around? Did you think it'd be easy? I tell you if it was easy, then everybody do it too. Day. 'Cause you're too busy every weekday to ever get up off your chair. You say you haven't got the kind of time to get a girlfriend. 'Cause you're too busy every weekend. You haven't got a second to spare. So why are you sitting around? Or did you think it'd be easy? I tell you. Never thought you'd be the kind of guy to get a day job. 9 to 5, you're gonna take off. You're gonna go against the grain.
Hello, hello. We got a caller.
Hello, hello.
Oh, I know that voice.
Uh-huh. Who is this? Please say your name. Introduce yourself.
One.
Turn it up. Turn her up.
Right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Yes,
we can hear you.
Yes, we can.
What's up, Ramona?
I congratulate you.
Thank you.
It's gonna be tragic to see the show end. Maybe you'll return next year and
lighten
up mine.
It will.
By Wednesday, 2 p.m.
You know, we try to bring a little sunshine into everyone's life, even on the cold,
yeah,
misty
you really
days.
Do.
Oh, we appreciate it. We love our listeners.
We do.
Of course. So, I have a question for you, too.
Uh-huh.
What was your favorite memory from the show?
My favorite line that I said was something about
When she called last time,
it was something about, like, we were saying you got to go outside and get your sun, and I was like, yes, you must go outside. Sunny D is not adequate for your sun needs.
I liked when you called and you said that her kids are gonna be called Ramon and Ramona. And they're going to be in the Ramones.
Oh, yeah. Ramona and Ramona, the Ramones. Yeah. You got to stick with that, Ramona. Your kids.
Yeah,
you better have two kids.
You better have two kids because of us. Yeah. And they better be named Ramonas to be the Ramones. Actually, so, does that even make sense?
Talking about the Ramones.
Hello? Yeah.
Yeah.
My sister, Ramin?
Wait. Repeat that. Sorry.
My sister, Ramin. Is right next to me, and I think she wants to say congratulations.
Oh, put her on!
Put her up. Let's go.
Yeah, I'll put her on. I'll put her on.
Ramin.
One second.
Damn.
Ramin. She's like the odd one in the family.
Ramona and Ramin.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this Ramin?
Hello?
Okay. No worries. Love you all. Congratulations to everyone here at the Ramones family.
Oh, thank you. We love the Ramones.
We really do.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks for dropping
by. Thanks so much
by.
For calling.
We'll see you next year.
Bye-bye.
See you next year.
Oh, Ramona.
Well, thank you for calling. And what's next?
Oh, Listomania. Listomania going right
Phoenix
now.
Phoenix themselves.
Let's just let this one ride out. And then, unfortunately, we're going to have to say goodbye. And
hello,
we'll close
goodbye,
out with
hello.
One of our favorite songs.
And artists.
And artists that we think is perfect for closing. It's getting sentimental here. So let's listen to Listomania. We'll talk for a little bit, and then we'll close right out.
Listomania, think less but see it grow. Like a ride, oh. Not easily offended, not hard to let it go. From a mess to the masses.
Listomania here because we are running out of time, unfortunately.
This has been WMFO in Medford.
Yeah, so last show of the year, guys. Both of us will be gone next semester, but we look forward to our new show next year. We'll keep you guys posted.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. It may be under Chicken Tenders, but it may be something else. Thank you guys so much. We love all of you. This has been WMFO in Medford. The show has been Chicken Tenders and
Macaroni and Juan Cheese with your two hosts.
And we are very grateful to have had you all along for the ride this year. We're going to close out the year with a special song written by the Beatles. Perfect for this moment.
Special for this show.
You say hello.
And I say goodbye.
I say goodbye. So here we are saying our sweet goodbyes. We're going to miss all of you. And thank you guys very much. We'll see you later.
You say yes, I say no, you say stop, and I say
you.